North Dakota Senator Heidi Heitkamp says she's helped to write a bill that would protect retirees who are covered by the Central States Pension Fund so they can keep the pensions they were promised. The fund became insolvent. It was taken over by the federal government. But pensioners may face benefit cuts. The Federal Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation will also become insolvent if the Central States Fund and other pension plans fail. Heitkamp says the bill, called the Butch Lewis Act, would provide government financing to put those plans back on solid financial ground, prevent benefit cuts, and put safeguards in place.
How inequitable it is to basically take away someone's pension or dramatically cut someone's pension when they have done nothing wrong themselves. Why is it that you can bail out the big banks, you can bail out all these huge financial institutions, but when it comes to solving this problem, there can't be any government resources?
Tony Getzfried of Bismarck is a retired truck driver and former North Dakota Teamsters Union president. He says employers have been putting money into that pension fund since the 1960s, and the employees gave up raises to put money into that fund.
If it goes broke, it's going to cost the taxpayers money because we're going to have guys filing for heating assistance, for food stamps. It never was a gift from anybody. We all earned it. We worked hard over the years to put the money in there, and now we want to retire.
Heitkamp is hoping Congress will pass the Butch Lewis Act before year's end. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.